Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke! Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody, to a Trippy Tuesday edition of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That's Luke over there. Luke is in the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison. You're listening to him on 1580 AM. That's WTTN, as well as Devil Radio 92.7. You can check us out on the Devil Radio app. I'm over here in Waukesha on 540 AM, as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. You can give us a text also at 844-967-2789. That's a familiar number. It's the same one. You can also call it at 844-96-PARTY. Text line works there, too. Awesome. Yeah. We're also on Twitter, and we're also on, you can go to devilradio927.com, check out the podcast. You can, like I said, you can go to the app. Devil Radio app.
You can choose which stream you want to listen to on the Devil Radio app as well. And it is it Tuesday? It's a Trippy Tuesday, Brian.
It's a Trippy Tuesday, and I want to tell you why. It's because, we complain about things that, you know, are supposed to work one way and they don't really work the right way, or, you know, things that are just, you know, build, you know, overly hyped. You know, what really isn't, you know, advertised at all and really doesn't need much advertisement because it just works.
Everybody knows it works.
Yeah, a Benadryl. I got to tell you, it delivers as advertised. And the added bonus is that you become clairvoyant for a little bit.
At least you do, yes.
My goodness, friends, tree pollen? Oh.
It's that fun time in Wisconsin right now, Brian, where, you know, we kind of flirted with spring back and forth a little bit here, a little bit there throughout the end of April, beginning of May, and now it's just all full force at you, just full-on blitz.
So I noticed that it not only took care of, you know, my allergies and stuff, but I also, my swelling in my whole body went down, so I realized that maybe it wasn't the salt content that I was concerned about as much as... because I had cut down on my salt content a lot, but I was swollen because of tree pollen.
Yeah.
My face is so much better. The problem is, though, is that I am a little bit, out of it.
Yeah, but you're looking good. Swelling went down. We're going to dive into these headlines because we'll catch you up from what you missed. So here in Wisconsin, we got an interesting opinion piece, Brian, that I wanted to go to today because it brings out... I think at least a conversation to be had around this. For those who are unaware, there's been some murmurs out there that there's a draft circulating of plans for the city of Milwaukee to prepare for the Republican National Convention to be hosted in the city of Milwaukee in 2024. And so it gets some people asking the question, well, why would the city of Milwaukee want to host this?
And now... My initial gut reaction was, whether they're Republican or Democrat, you want national attention on your city, no matter how it comes. Despite for the way it has been lately, which is pretty bad. But you know what I mean? You want like a good, productive, whether it's Republican or Democrat, you want attention in your city. You want, you know, revenue coming into your city. That's a lot of people's gut reaction, even if on the Democrat side. So let's present the opposite, the viewpoint here.
Well, and granted, this opinion that I'm going to read from does come a little bit after either earlier this week or at the end of last week. There was a separate op-ed in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel talking about just that, Brian. Not looking at the RNC coming to town as either a red or a blue issue, but a green issue. The money coming in based off of the convention. And so this is more of a response, I guess, a little bit of back and forth, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel publishing these different opinion pieces. But this one reading, "Hey, Milwaukee leadership, Just Say No to the Republican National Convention. So it's penned by Michael Rosen and Charlie D, who were former faculty members at the Milwaukee Area Technical College and members of the American Federation of Teachers 212, Local 212 in the Milwaukee area. And so, Brian, it poses an interesting question because they kind of outline a lot of where we've been in over the past couple of years between the state of politics, both at the national level and here in the state of Wisconsin. So let's dive on into the opinion piece. Why would anyone who cares about Milwaukee support hosting the Republican National Convention? The majority of Milwaukee citizens are Black and Latinx, while the GOP has morphed into an extremist organization home to violent racists, conspiracy mongers, and insurrectionists. We're going to dive in a little bit later to a specific insurrectionist here in the state of Wisconsin as well, so you're going to want to stay tuned for that headline.
Oh, yeah. Very exciting.
But Brian, continuing on in the piece, President Donald Trump openly courted the white supremacist Proud Boys and the KKK chanting, quote, "Jews will not replace us" in Charlottesville.
Can't you wait to have that in Milwaukee?
A recent survey shows that 66% of Republicans believe in the racist replacement theory that fueled the Buffalo mass shooting, while Mitch McConnell and other GOP leaders refuse to acknowledge or condemn the mass murderer's white supremacist ideology. Included in that other would be our state's own U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
Yeah.
In short, Republicans don't even try to hide behind dog whistle euphemisms any longer. Rather, they give a full voice to revolting and un-American neo-Nazi beliefs. Republican-controlled states have used the twin lies of voter fraud and stolen elections to disenfranchise Black and brown voters by rewriting electoral rules, gerrymandering districts to ensure Republican control, and even rescinding voting rights. In their book, quote, "How Democracies Die," political scientists Steve Levitsky and Daniel Ziblatt write the states under Republican control are, quote, "in danger of becoming laboratories of authoritarianism. Excuse me.
Let me pick up here.
Yeah.
Wisconsin has become that laboratory on steroids for the Republican Party's anti-democratic authoritarian behaviors. After losing every statewide election in 2018, way to go, Scott Walker.
That's some emphasis for you.
Yeah. Republican, by the way, that's midterms.
That was a midterm off your election. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Republican leaders called a lame duck legislative session to strip powers from the newly elected governor and attorney general, powers they were just fine with when the Republicans held those offices. In addition, Republican gerrymandering is so extreme that in the 2018 election, Wisconsin Democratic candidates received 54% of the votes in the state assembly elections, yet they ended up with only 37% of the seats. I'm going to read that again. In addition, Republican gerrymandering is so extreme that in the 2018 election, Wisconsin Democratic candidates received 54% of all the votes in the state assembly elections, yet they ended up with only 37% of the seats.
Democracy, freedom, all of those great things, you know, that we outcry here in the state of Wisconsin and the good old U.S. of A.
Whether you believe gerrymandering works or not, the numbers say it absolutely 100% works. No matter what you believe, the reality is it works.
Yeah.
Moving on. In considering the RNC in Milwaukee, recall that Republican politicians and business leaders have waged a relentless war on Milwaukee citizens, public education system, and election administration. Republicans have slashed shared revenue for that for more than a century functioned as a local rebate of state income taxes. Both our city and Milwaukee County relied on this revenue to provide necessary services like police and fire protection, street and park maintenance. We'll get into that in a little bit. Not so long ago, shared revenue contributed almost 50% of the city's budget. Today, it's only 28%. This, of course, has forced local governments to do one of two things, either raise property taxes or cut services.
Yeah, and sometimes it's not mutually exclusive. Sometimes you have to both raise taxes and still cut services, especially when you've got cries to continue to funding and adding, I don't know, say 1,000 cops to across the state, like Republican gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Clayfish has proposed to do, because I don't know how the city of Milwaukee could possibly pay for something like that, Brian, without either cutting other services or increasing property taxes. But going back into the piece, and they have systematically underfunded and attempted to dismantle the Milwaukee public school system. The latest Republican assault was a plan to break up MPS into 8 smaller districts while expanding vouchers, passed by Republican legislators based on absolutely no research and lacking any detailed plan of implementation. It was appropriately vetoed by Governor Evers. It was worth our civic respect, Is it worth our civic self-respect to invite these purveyors of racism and authoritarianism to party in our midst? Are we really that desperate? Proponents of the RNC parrot the myth that hosting the convention will bring fame and fortune to our city. However, actual economic benefits to host cities have been negligible. Fortune magazine's summary analysis is unambiguous. Quote, cities may vie to host political conventions, lured by promise of millions of visitor dollars and a chance to shine in the national spotlight, but seldom, if ever, do they reap much benefit.
Again, these are economic facts.
Yeah, that is from Fortune magazine's analysis of cities that have hosted political conventions in the past. They also have a very convenient link, Brian, that you can go check out that whole story in the piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The most comprehensive study on the matter was conducted by Robert Bade, Robert Bauman, and Victor Matheson. They analyzed every city hosting Republican and Democratic national conventions between 1970 and 2004 and concluded that neither party's presence had a discernible impact on employment, personal income, or personal income per capita in the cities that the events were held. Continuing on in the piece, there are no significant wage gains for local employees, according to the report. The economic gain from the event does not accrue to the host city, but rather benefits the bottom line back at corporate headquarters. Obviously, yep. Many downtown hotels are headquartered in other states, and if the Republican convention follows the Democratic Party model in 2020, almost half of the hotel rooms will be booked not in Milwaukee, but in Illinois. Moreover, the money spent by the convention goers generally replaces or crowds out money that would have been spent by other visitors to Milwaukee or by hometown residents who stay away from downtown when large conventions arrive, according to the study. So, Brian, that's the economic analysis included in the opinion piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, asking the question, why would you, if you care about the city of Milwaukee, why would you want the RNC to come here and be helpful?
And by the way, most of the people at the RNC sit there and go, Milwaukee, I hate that city. It's so stupid. It's so dumb. Hey, can we come over there and hang out?
Hey, I want to go to a Brewers or Bucks game, but I hate the city.
Yeah, it's so dumb. It's so dumb. Bad. I love drinking in there, but it's so bad. Property taxes are up because, you know, the state government completely screwed them over. Whatever.
Folks,
you know, I can't be
you're lying. Listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to continue this conversation as well as a number of other Wisconsin headlines. We'll be right back.